Ingo by Helen Dunmore. Read by Kate Sachs. Chapter 1. You'll find the Mermaid of Zenna inside Zenna Church, if you know where to look. She's carved from old, hard, dark wood. The church is dark too, so you have to bend down to see her clearly. You can trace the shape of her tail with your finger. Someone slashed across her with a knife a long time ago, a sharp, angry knife. I touched the slash mark very gently so I wouldn't hurt the mermaid any more. Why did they do that to her, Dad? Why did they hurt her?
I don't know, Safi. People do cruel things sometimes when they're angry.
And then Dad told me the mermaid's story. I was only little, but I remember every word.
The Zenna mermaid fell in love with a human, said Dad. But she was a mer creature, and so she couldn't come to live with him up in the dry air. It would have killed her. But she couldn't forget him, and she couldn't live without him. She couldn't even sleep for thinking about him. All she wanted was to be with him.
Would she have died in the air? I asked.
Yes. Mer people can't live away from the water. Anyway, the man couldn't forget her either. The sight of the mermaid burned in his mind day and night, and the mermaid felt just the same. When the tide was high, she'd swim up into the cove, then up the stream, as close as she could to the church, to hear him singing in the choir.
I thought it was mermaids that sang, Dad.